Good morning, 5:48 a.m. Yeah, 5:48 a.m. on the 21st. I came out to try to get a picture of the sunrise on the solstice. And while I was there in time, unfortunately there's a low cloud bank or a fog bank or something off to the east, so there's no, even now, half hour later, 20 minutes later, there's no sign of the sun directly over in that direction. It's just a glow in the cloudish. So, we're out of luck. But I'm out, I'm walking, I'm getting this done. We'll take care of this business here and move on to more serious business of taxiing kids around. I got some writing in yesterday. It wasn't great, but it was writing. I don't know. I don't have a lot to talk about this morning. I'm not really awake, to be quite blunt. I didn't get my coffee. Got up around 5, so I had just about enough time to get the coffee set up and brewed, but not enough time to actually enjoy any of it. It's okay. There'll be some when I get back. And maybe I'll get this taken care of in a reasonable time this morning. I don't have to take the younger daughter to school today. She's got the day off. I do have to take the elder daughter to a friend's house who lives over in Loveland, which is about a 40-mile round trip. It'll chew up an hour or so out of the day. I'll have to go back and get her again tomorrow. But one of her closest friends, who moved out of town some time ago, has invited her to a party, combination birthday going away party. She's joining the Navy, going to see the world, or at least a lot of gray steel. So she's off to boot camp in a couple of weeks. God, boot camp in the summer has to be the worst. I went in September to Cape May, New Jersey, and that was bad enough. I don't know where the Navy boot camp is. Is it Great Lakes? Great Lakes Training Center, maybe. Anyway. So, I'm not thinking about much this morning. Thinking about the nature of cycles, I think. And some interesting stuff about the Ultradian cycle coming across my desk in the last few days. Work for 90 minutes, rest for 20 minutes. Repeat. Getting up and moving around is helpful, I know. So standing at my desk, something I haven't been doing because of my feet. Foot sore again this morning. Took a second pill yesterday, that was helpful. Maybe nap, so. Oh, Deb Geary has a new book out. A Lost Witch. I've got it on my device here, but I haven't had a chance to crack it open yet. But for those of you who are Deb Geary fans, and if you're not, why not? This is such good storytelling. She has to start a new one. And so it's interesting. She has no idea. A new franchise. This should be interesting. I can't wait to see what she does. So, yeah. Yeah, anyway. Oh. Crowd in the lungs this morning. Holy cow. I got a chance to chat her up last night. Just a little bit between taking care of kids and everything else that's going on. Yes, indeed. Oh, I'm not awake. And it's humid. It's too warm by half. I'm wearing a sweater and it's making me sweat. I also didn't turn Indomondo on this morning before I left. I was so focused on getting to the post to take the picture that I forgot to turn anything on. I didn't even put on Pandora. I did put on a podcast. Short stories. I don't really like shorts. In the past I have, maybe, I, well, that's not true. I do like good short stories, but I'm not sure that this was a good one. It was done by a professional voice actor, which really didn't help it. Today is Friday, yes indeed. Sun out yet? No. There's a very bright glowing spot. A cloud, fog, whatever it is. Must be taller than I think. Because the sun should be something between 5 and 7 degrees above the horizon by now. Monkpole. The nature of cycles. Welcome to the sol. There it is. Yep. The summer solstice. Midsummer's Eve, the days get start getting shorter tomorrow by a few seconds. Good morning. And we have 6 months until the shortest day of the year. It doesn't seem possible to allow a little tiny tomato plant, which is at this point no more than 6 inches tall still, is going to actually have time to grow and bear fruit. I suppose that it might. Well, given that it was like snowing, in about a month, I could have put it in the ground, I suppose. And next year, put it in earlier. Pepper plant isn't much taller. Probably not going to get anything out of either of them this year. Well. Rabbits and doves this morning. Holy cow. Rabbits everywhere here. I haven't heard the coyotes in a long time, so that's probably a factor. So I'm not being very dynamic this morning, not being very talkative or filled with wisdom. The height of the summer, the earth at her deepest power, which isn't exactly true. When you think of it, you know, it's like full bloom, full power, but is that really so? can we deny the power of winter, for example? Is it somehow less because it's the other side of the cycle? Are we on the top of the wheel or the bottom? Or is that top and bottom structure something humans impose? Is it instead simply flat? No time more powerful than any other, simply a different point in the cycle. Grass heads are putting out their little feelers. It looks like wild barley. It might be wheat. Sun shining now, of course. Yeah, it's about 7-8 degrees above the horizon, I guess. It's hard to tell here because you can't really see the horizon. It's masked by trees. An approximation of it, but it's probably off by a degree or so. It's also slanted, it's also sloped. I'm uphill, just slightly uphill, but the overall average land falls off to the east. Rather steeply as these things go. Not as much as it rises to the west, but still. So, solstice walk, a quiet morning. Time to contemplate the cycles. Like the daily cycle, where every day I walk around the block in a big loop. And when I make it back home again, sometimes victorious, sometimes just celebrating the fact that I managed to make it all the way around, it's time to point out that tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.